Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. What you don't know about your mirror. All women look in the mirror several times a day, but how many women know that the mirror is a magical instrument which could be used to discover the miraculous world of the soul? The ancients attributed mystic powers to any reflective surface, solid or liquid, because the reflection was considered part of the soul. Heavy taboos were laid on the act of disturbing water into which a person was gazing, because shattering the image meant danger to the soul. A simple method to increase your personal magnetism. Every woman wants to be charming, but few women know that the charm is actually energy and it can be drawn into your astral body through different methods. Meditation guide, the basics. Meditation is the flow of continuous thought on one thing. Meditation is keeping up one idea alone, like the continuous flow of oil. Yogis call this dhyana. Bhaktas call this adoration. Concentration is fixing the mind on a point or object, either internal, inside the body, or external, on any outside object or image. Meditation follows concentration. Meditation guide. The benefits of meditation. This world is full of misery and suffering. If you want to get rid of the pains and afflictions of this samsara or imperfect world, you must practice meditation. Meditation is the pathway to divinity. It is the royal road to the kingdom of God. It is a mysterious ladder that reaches from earth to heaven, from error to truth, from darkness to light, from pain to bliss, from restlessness to peace, from ignorance to knowledge, and from mortality to immortality. Meditation leads to knowledge of the self, or Atman, which brings about eternal peace and supreme bliss. Meditation prepares you for the integral experience and direct intuitive knowledge of everything. The third chakra, Manipura chakra. The person who focuses and meditates on this chakra will gain the ability of discovering hidden treasures. The great yogi Swami Shivananda said, "Such a person will not be touched by any disease. He or she will never fear fire. Even if such a person stays in the middle of a burning fire, he or she will not die or fear death. His or her will and strength will be absolutely amazing." Please join us for a meditation on amplifying this fascinating third center of force towards the end of our broadcast.
Hello world, this is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. What you don't know about your mirror. All women look at themselves in the mirror several times a day. But how many women know that the mirror is a magical instrument which could be used to discover the miraculous world of the soul? So, come with me into ancient times to learn the magic of the mirror. The ancients attributed mystic powers to any reflective surface, solid or liquid, because the reflection was considered part of the soul. Heavy taboos were laid on the act of disturbing any water into which someone was gazing, because shattering that image meant putting the soul in danger. Damage to the reflection of the soul was the real basis for the myth of Narcissus, often misinterpreted as a fable of excessive self-love. Narcissus couldn't bear to leave the reflection of his beautiful face in the magic pool of the nymph Echo, so he withered away and died there, turning into a flower on the bank. Echo also withered away until nothing remained of her but her voice. Actually, Echo was considered to be the goddess of death by water, who was waiting patiently to seize anyone's reflection soul that was foolish enough to gaze into her water, according to beliefs still held by Africans and Melanesians. A mirror meant the god's death in the Pelasgian myth of Dionysus. The Titans trapped his soul in the mirror just as the soul of Narcissus was trapped in reflective water. Many centuries later, the gypsies repeated the tale of Dionysus, who was transformed into the enchanted or accursed hunter, and whose soul was actually trapped in a mirror by a witch named Mara, the same as the Hindu death spirit Mara. Mirrors were connected with death in many Christian superstitions as well. Many Europeans still turn mirrors to face the wall after a death in the house, due to the belief that mirrors trap the souls of the living or detain the souls of the dead on their journey. A so-called witch's mirror could be made of polished stone, a sheet of metal, a crystal, or a bowl of water and ink. Water represented the abyss, the ominous hidden world of spirits. Its reflections could therefore theoretically be read as shadows cast by future events. Also, in fairy tales, the land of souls usually appeared as a hall of mirrors. Kabbalists claim to be able to read the will of the seven planetary spirits in seven mirrors, each made of the appropriate metal representing its day, its deity, and the subject matter it dealt with. Questions about the great folk of the earth were addressed to a golden mirror on Sunday, for example. Dreams and matters related to forms of mystic enlightenment were observed on Monday, or Moon Day, in a silver mirror. Enmities and lawsuits were resolved on Tuesday, using a mirror made of iron that represented Mars. A mirror representing Mercury, constructed from quicksilver and glass. A mirror made of tin, representing Jupiter, was questioned on Thursday about worldly matters and successes therein. Questions about love were resolved on Friday, using a mirror made of copper, representing Venus. Lost articles and secrets could be discovered on Saturday using a mirror composed of lead and representing Saturn. The esoteric meaning of the mirror was explained long ago by Plotinus, who connected it with the Hindu concept of Maya, who creates the reflections of spiritual reality in the mirror of the material world. Matter serves as a mirror upon which the universal soul projects the images or reflections of its creations and thus gives rise to the phenomenon of a sensible universe. Magical use of the mirror. Well, now it's time for you to use your mirror in a brand new way. Now you have become conscious that the mirror is a gateway to subtle worlds, and it is also a way to communicate with your subconscious. So, here is a simple exercise for discovering your deepest qualities and shortcomings. Simply follow these steps. Buy a mirror that is sufficiently large to reflect your whole body. Now you must dedicate the mirror to this magical practice. So, cover it with a sheet or something similar in order to preserve it for the times you intend to practice this exercise. This mirror will therefore become magical. Before starting the experiment, go have a relaxing bath. Use essential oils such as geranium, lavender, and marjoram, which greatly enhance physical relaxation. Perform a short meditation for about 10 to 15 minutes after bathing. Sit down on a chair, close your eyes, and think of your soul. Become conscious that there is a part of it that you don't know. Amplify the desire of meeting with that mysterious part of your soul. While naked, get close to the mirror. Standing in front of the covered mirror, close your eyes and think that you are about to meet a woman you've never seen before. Who is she? You don't know yet, but you are about to find out. Thinking about this woman, remove whatever is covering the mirror without opening your eyes. Then quickly open your eyes. Now, use your intuition to find out whatever you can about the strange woman that just appeared in front of you. After you finish your examination, note whatever impartial impressions you had about yourself in a journal. Repeat this exercise 7 times a week. Performing this magical exercise will help you discover your deepest qualities and shortcomings. Then you can start to amplify the good aspects of your soul and remove the bad ones. So, the mirror could help you to not only enhance the beauty of your face and body, but also that of your soul. According to an Oriental aphorism, a woman will only become a real woman when she discovers the beauty of her soul. Dear women, let your kindness and love brighten up your face. A simple method to increase your personal magnetism. Every woman wants to be charming, but few women know that charm is energy and it can be drawn into your astral body through different methods. Let's start with a simple one. Step 1. Sit naked on a flat surface, such as your bedroom floor, with your legs stretched out in front of you. Bend one leg and place the heel at the entrance to your vagina, so that it presses firmly against your clitoris. If this is uncomfortable, then place a hard ball there instead. The pressure should be consistent and firm. Now bring your other leg close to your body. Raise the foot of this leg and rest it on the calf of the leg that's already in position. Insert the toes of the first bent leg between the calf and thigh of the second bent leg. If this is too difficult, place the second leg in front of you. Sit as erect as you can without straining. The most important thing is to feel comfortable. You can use a small pillow under your buttocks if you want. Rub your hands together quickly in order to create as much heat as possible. Put your hands on your breasts and feel the heat caused by friction. From a central position, move your hands upward and outward and continue circling around, gently massaging your breast. Maintain the pressure of your heel or ball against your clitoris until you do a minimum of 45 circles and a maximum of 450 circles. A warm, pleasant feeling may be experienced on your breast and genitals. This is a very good sign. You are accumulating a lot of erotic energy. Step 2. Onto the second part, drop your hands into a comfortable position and maintain a gentle but firm pressure on the clitoris. The second step requires you to contract the vaginal and anal muscles. Hold these as long as you can without straining and then relax. Contract and relax these muscles as many times as you can easily do it. Try to feel as though you are trying to suck air up into your vaginal and anal openings. Take it easy. Don't overdo it. You may experience a delightful feeling that flows from the genitals to the top of the head. This indicates that the sexual energy accumulated through this method is climbing up along the spine, feeding the entire glandular and endocrine system. After about a month, the muscle contractions will be very easy to perform and maintain. Step 3. Begin combining the muscle contractions with rubbing your breasts. Contractions may be easier to learn if the muscles involved are imagined as fists, which you are clenching and unclenching. Concentrate on what your body is doing. Benefits of this method. Increases your physical beauty and personal magnetism. Increases your sexual appetite because this method stimulates the secretion of the hormones essentially for sexual well-being. You may find that you menstruate less heavily or even that your menstrual cycle ceases. This is of great benefit as vital nutrients and energy that would otherwise be lost in the menstrual blood are reinvested. Prevents or eliminates menstrual irregularities, vaginitis and infertility. The rubbing of the breasts has a healing effect on them. Lumps and cancer are avoided or even eliminated. Don't waste your time. Practice and you will become more charming.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Valentino. Meditation Guide, The Basics. What is meditation? Meditation is the flow of continuous thought on one thing. Meditation is the keeping up of one idea alone, like the continuous flow of oil. Yogis call this dhyana. Bhaktas call this adoration. Concentration is fixing the mind on a point or object, either internal, inside the body, or external, on an outside image or object. Meditation follows concentration. In dhyana, all worldly thoughts are shut out from the mind. The mind is filled or saturated with divine thoughts, with the divine glory and the divine presence. The place. Have a separate meditation room under lock and key. Do not allow anybody to enter this room. Keep it holy. Burn incense in the morning and in the evening. Keep an icon of your god or of your guru. Place your chair in front of the picture. And also keep some spiritual books such as the Yoga Sutras and other scriptures inside the room. When you are in deep meditation, the powerful vibrations produced will be lodged in the ether of the room. In about 6 months' time, you will feel a lot of peace and purity within the atmosphere of this room. Whenever your mind is disturbed by worldly events, sit in the room and repeat your mantra for about half an hour. You will find that a change will take place within your mind almost immediately. Practice and feel the soothing spiritual influence it will have on yourself. Nothing compares to spiritual sadhana. It will create a sacred place in your own house. Solitude and intense meditation are two important requirements for self-realization. A place of pilgrimage, a Himalayan scenery, a lovely flower garden, even a sacred temple. These are all places which elevate the mind in order to perform concentration and meditation a lot better. Use them when necessary. A cool place and a mild climate are also indispensable for concentration. Just as salt melts in water, the sattvic or pure mind melts in silence during meditation with the Absolute. The time. Get up at 4 in the morning. This is the hour of Brahma Muhurta. It is very favorable for spiritual contemplation and devotional practices. Early in the morning, the mind is calm, pure, and quite refreshed after sleep. The mind is like a blank sheet of paper and, comparatively, free from worldly samskaras or mental impressions. It can be molded very easily at this time. The atmosphere is charged with a lot more sattva, purity and light, at this particular time as well. Wash your hands, your feet and your face with cold water if you find it difficult to take a bath at this hour. This will suffice. Always choose a part of the day or night when your mind is clear and when you are least likely to be disturbed. The mind will be a lot calmer and more malleable at this time. You can enjoy the results of a good meditation on Sundays because it is a holiday and the mind feels free. Therefore, you should do some vigorous meditations on Sundays. Meditation results will also improve when you live on milk and fruits alone or when you fast. Use common sense and try to obtain the best results in your meditations. Where to concentrate? Concentrate gently either on the lotus of the heart, known as Anahata Chakra, or in the space between the two eyebrows, known as Trikuti. Close your eyes during all of this. The seat of your mind is known as Ajna Chakra, and it is located in the point known as Trikuti. The mind can easily be controlled if you concentrate on Trikuti. Bhaktas or devotees should concentrate on the heart. Yogis should concentrate on Ajna Chakra. The crown of the head, known as Shahajara Chakra, is another great place for concentration. Some Vedantins concentrate here. Some yogis concentrate on the tip of the nose, known as Nasikagra Drishti. Stick to one center in your concentration. Cling to it tenaciously. If you concentrate on the heart, stick to it. Never change it. Your guru will select the center you should concentrate on if you are a student of the faith. If you are a man who likes to be self-reliant, however, you can select it for yourself. The yogic diet. Try to uphold a sattvic diet. Overloading the stomach with rice, vegetables, and bread brings sleepiness and interferes with your sadhana or spiritual practice. Lazy people cannot practice meditation. A diet of milk makes the body feel very light. You can sit on one asana for hours with great ease and comfort. If you feel weak, you can eat a little rice and milk, or barley and milk, or any elements found in a light diet. Those who are in the field of service and who give lectures and perform other intense spiritual activities need solid, substantial food. The asana. The asana or yogic posture steadies the body. The bandhas or contractions and mudras or attitudes strengthen the mind. Pranayama or breath control makes the body feel light. Nadi Suti, purification of the energy paths, produces steadiness of the mind. Having acquired these qualifications, you now have to fix your mind on the absolute. Then meditation will be easy and will actually make you happy. For meditation, concentration in japa, or verbal repetition of a mantra, padmasana, the lotus position, or siddhasana, the perfect position, are highly recommended. Meditation Guide: The Benefits of Meditation. This world is full of misery and suffering. If you want to get rid of the pains and afflictions of this samsara or imperfect world, you must practice meditation. Meditation is the pathway to divinity. It is the royal road to the kingdom of God. It is a mysterious ladder that reaches from earth to heaven, from error to truth, from darkness to light, from pain to bliss, from restlessness to peace, from ignorance to knowledge, from mortality to immortality. Meditation leads to knowledge of the self, or Atman, which brings about eternal peace and supreme bliss. Meditation prepares you for the integral experience and direct intuitive knowledge of everything. Truth is God. Truth is Atman. Truth is pure and simple. You cannot realize the truth without reflection and meditation. Be silent. Know thyself. Know that which is. Melt your mind in that, the Supreme Absolute. Without the help of meditation, you cannot attain knowledge of the self. Without its aid, you cannot reach the divine state. Without it, you cannot free yourself from the entrapments of the mind and attain immortality. If you do not practice meditation, the supreme splendor and faceless glories of Atman, your ultimate spirit, will remain hidden from you. Tear the veils that cover the soul by regularly practicing meditation. Rend asunder the five sheaths or koshas that hide Atman through constant meditation, and then you will attain the final beatitude in life. The fire of meditation annihilates all foulness due to vice. Then will come knowledge of the divine, or divine wisdom, which directly leads to mukti or final emancipation. There are many valuable exercises for the mind which are essential to mental culture. For instance, training your memory, your inner reflection, your discrimination, vichara, or the inquiry of who am I. The practice of meditation also helps to clarify your memory and to make it more accessible. Meditation is a powerful tonic. It acts as a mental and nerve tonic as well. The extremely elevated vibrations penetrate all the cells of your body and cure its diseases. Those who meditate will save a bundle on doctor's bills. The powerful, soothing waves that arise during meditation have a beneficial influence on the mind, nerves, organs, and cells of the body. The divine energy flows freely, like Tiladhara, the flow of oil from one vessel to another, from the macrocosmos to the different systems of the sadhaka, or the aspirant. If you can meditate correctly for half an hour, you will be able to engage yourself with much calm and spiritual strength in the battles of life for a week. The beneficial results of meditation are that powerful, because you have to meet with different minds and peculiar natures in your daily life. You need the strength and peace found in meditation, and thus, you will have nothing to worry about. A yogi who meditates regularly has a magnetic and charming personality. Those who come in contact with him are influenced by his sweet voice, powerful speech, bright eyes, brilliant complexion, strong, healthy body, good behavior, virtuous qualities, and divine nature. Just as a grain of salt dropped in a basin of water dissolves and becomes distributed throughout the whole water, just as the sweet fragrance of jasmine pervades the air, his spiritual aura becomes impregnated into the minds of others. People will draw joy, peace, and strength from him. They will be inspired by his speech, and their minds will be elevated by mere contact with him.
Seven Gates Towards the Universe. Third Gate, Manipura Chakra, Part 1. Location. The third energy center, Manipura Chakra, is located in your physical body around the area of the solar plexus. Represents expansive consciousness, willpower, and inner harmony. Symbolical representation: passionate consciousness and a dynamic personality. On the psychic level, it grants self-control, practical intelligence, and controls your will, your ego, and your individuality. On the physical level, it coordinates the digestive processes and the activity of the organs located inside the abdomen. Characteristic reactions due to an energy disturbance: the struggle for personal power and the recognition of one's own rights and merits, even at the expense of other people's well-being. Characteristic element: the subtle energies of fire. Sensory organ: the eyes. Sense: sight. The person who focuses and meditates on this chakra will gain the ability of discovering hidden treasures. The great yogi Swami Shivananda says that such a person will not be touched by any disease. He or she will not fear fire. Even if such a person stays inside the middle of a burning fire, he or she will not die or fear death. His or her will and strength will be absolutely amazing. As we saw in some of the previous articles, the first center of force, Muladhara Chakra, is dominated by the will to survive. The second center of force, Svadhisthana Chakra, is associated with social and sexual experience, mostly directed towards perpetuating the species. The third center of force, Manipura Chakra, is associated with an individual's behavior, which is directed towards solving his personal needs, clothing, shelter, food, etc. The main idea corresponding to the third chakra is respect yourself. The energies manifested on this level are oriented towards a better understanding of our own individuality and our own characteristic manner of manifestation. The greatest challenge: yourself. On the path to spiritual perfection, we are forced to face all kinds of problems almost on a daily basis, under circumstances that are meant to unveil our inner strength or weakness. The main lesson on this level is to create a powerful personality, an identity that is separate from the group. This third center is like the magnetic core of your personality. It is related to the subtle energy of fire, and when the inner fire is harmonious and balanced, it helps the development of qualities such as self-confidence, perfect health, a dynamic personality, an adventurous spirit, willpower, correct assimilation of food, a high energy level, and being able to work for a long time without getting tired. When Manipura Chakra is activated, the person acquires the ability of being spontaneous, very dynamic, and capable of leading impressive groups of people. If this subtle fire is disturbed, feelings of irascibility, impulsiveness, and conflicts may arise, leading to the preoccupation of controlling and dominating other people. In the cases of yin disturbances on this level, the person in question will be fickle and cowardly. However, whatever it may be, yang or yin, both attitudes are rooted in the person's fear of being himself or herself. Real success. The lessons we need to understand. The understanding and acceptance of our own person, the bond created with ourselves, is one of the most difficult spiritual challenges for anybody. Usually we place the power of decision in the hands of someone powerful, someone whom we allow to make our choices for us. The lesson is to learn to accept ourselves as we are and to make the most appropriate decisions for ourselves and by ourselves. With each choice we make, we acquire a better control of ourselves, and our self-confidence and self-esteem will grow as well.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the third center of force, Manipura Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the zone right below your navel, which represents the projection of Manipura Chakra in your physical body. The symbolic representation of Manipura Chakra is a lotus flower with 10 petals, symbolizing the 10 energy channels, or nadis, situated here. This chakra represents expansive consciousness, willpower, inner harmony, passionate consciousness, dynamic personality. It grants self-control, practical intelligence, and controls your will, your ego, and your individuality. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of fire. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: amplifying the third center of force, Manipura Chakra. Let us begin.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.